Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, the global trade war appears to be over for now. The US and China this morning announced a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs, which will see them slashed by 115%. But could this perversely be bad news for Ireland? And will our pharma sector be impacted by an executive order which President Trump intends to sign later today? Well, for his analysis, I'm joined by the presenter of RT Radio 1's The Business and columnist with the Independent.ie, Richard Kern. Richard, good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
Now, you were writing at the weekend that Ireland could benefit from an economic slowdown caused by Donald Trump's tariffs. Explain that one to us.
Yeah, I think probably in the short term, if you look at how this is shaping up compared to go back to Donald Trump's Inauguration Day speech and his address to Congress and then his big Liberation Day tariffs, it all felt like real sort of fear and trembling. The way it's gone so far suggests that Ireland has been quite lucky. I think that we've so far avoided special tariffs on pharmaceuticals. We've also seen those big reciprocal tariffs suspended for 90 days, and there are sort of more grown-up negotiations going on now. And the latest economic forecast would suggest that, yes, you know, if these 10% tariffs that we're on at the moment were to stay in place, yes, it would slow things down. It would have an impact in that we might not create as many jobs as we were going to, maybe 25,000 fewer jobs, according to Pascal Donoghue. But if you actually look at the economic picture based on things staying the same, the economy would still grow this year and next year, not by as much. You'd still have maybe 27,000-30,000 new jobs created instead of the 70,000 last year. And maybe at this stage, we have to ask ourselves whether we're capable of managing that kind of economic growth and job increases that we have vis-a-vis housing and infrastructure and all of these things. So I'm not saying it's good news, but it might actually be something a bit like in the short term, the kind of soft landing that we can never quite manage to pull off ourselves. It's always a sort of a foot to the floor or slam on the brakes.
So we needed a bit of heat taken out of the economy is what you're saying. And Donald Trump's tariff strategy might just do that for us without difficult political decisions needing to be taken or having to be taken.
Yeah, I think if it stays within the parameters that it's sort of looking like right now, and we know that that can change, and we know we see even this morning with Donald Trump doing, you know, two things that would have appeared quite unexpected. One of them is he's talking about an executive order on pharmacy prices, that he's going to reduce prices, whereas a couple of weeks ago he announced, oh, I'm going to have big tariffs on pharmaceuticals, mm-hmm. which would have put them up. And then the other thing is the trade war and the war of words with China around ratcheting up the scale of the tariffs to 145%. Very, very quickly, that has now been suspended, paused, and the rates that are there now, around 30% tariffs on China and 10% in the other direction, become the new benchmark for the dialogue and the negotiation.
What do you think of that announcement on this deal between the United States and China? Where does this leave the entire Trump tariff strategy, Richard?
Well, in one sense, compared to what he announced on the so-called Liberation Day, it leaves it in tatters, because this is just a massive, massive backtrack. Because when he originally backtracked by saying, I'm going to have a 90-day pause on the EU tariffs and the rest of the world, but I'm going to stick with them with China. In fact, I'm going to increase them. He's basically done a complete U-turn on that now. Yes, he is talking about having tariffs in place. So the question is, why? Why has he done that? And I think that there are two core reasons. One is the US Treasuries market, which is basically investors that lend money to the United States and they trade those bonds. They gave the administration a bit of a shock and a bit of a bloody nose by trading them down and the dollar falling. And it was a scare. He does not want that to happen again. So that's keeping him in check. And the other really, really big issue for Donald Trump is his tax cuts bill, because he's focused so much on tariffs, we're inclined to forget that a central piece of what he wants to do is to slash taxes. The tax cuts he introduced in 2017 are due to run out next year. Keeping them and renewing them would cost estimates somewhere between $3 trillion and $5 trillion, and he wants to do more tax cuts. Can he afford it? How is the United States going to pay for that, given it's $36 $1 trillion debt. So if he has a trade war with China and other countries in train, it's going to be very, very difficult to get those tax cuts through the bond market. So I think he's in a hurry to try and stabilize that situation to give himself a better chance of getting the tax cuts through.
I couldn't help this morning when I saw the news about this deal between the US and China. I couldn't help thinking about Liz Truss and, you know, her economic plan, which did huge damage to the UK. But that damage continued even after the backtrack. Could it be the same here for the United States?
Yeah, I think there's a short-term thing and a long-term thing. In some respects, Donald Trump is like the Liz Truss who didn't resign. Like, she went. Mm-hmm. He's very much still there, and he's trying to rebuild that credibility in this sort of a cat and mouse game with the Treasury market, the investors in the bond market. But longer term, I do think we have to say I'm talking about a possible 2025 not being nearly as bad as we thought. Longer term, damage has been done in relation to trust with the United States, things that governments around the world would have taken for granted. They know they can no longer take them for granted. And even if Donald Trump only has this term to go, there's an element of that trust has been broken. And I think that will endure. And that means that for a country like Ireland, we have to say, you know what, even if we come through this in not such a bad condition, not nearly as bad off as we thought we might be, this isn't too bad, we do have to look to the future and say, can we be so reliant on the United States? Can we be so dependent on a handful of multinationals? The multinationals are fantastic and we should do everything we can to keep them, but we should never have allowed a situation where fiscally we were so dependent on them. And we have to ask ourselves questions about the longer term future of that.
Well, you spoke earlier about these more grown up negotiations happening now between the United States and the EU. And we know the EU is pursuing a zero for zero tariff policy. Does the news of this deal with China improve the chances of that happening, do you think?
Well, I think it certainly gives a little bit more confidence to the European side. Because again, excuse me, if you remember at the start of the year, European heads of state and the civil servants in Brussels were running around like headless chickens. They were terrified of what was going to happen. Now they've grown a lot in confidence because they've seen so many backtracks. They're putting forward a tariff regime vis-a-vis the United States, which is basically saying we will buy more stuff from the United States worth about $50 billion a year. And that's what's on the table. And that's not a huge amount, really. So they're sort of growing in confidence. And I think they will grow further in confidence from this pause in the China deal, because the Trump administration now looks more and more boxed in terms of what it can and cannot do vis-a-vis the impact it will have on the US bond market.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned as well the executive order on pharmaceuticals that we're expecting him to sign this morning in the United States. We don't have key details, but he has said that he wants to end this situation where Americans are paying far more for drugs than comparable countries. So what do we know about what he wants to do?
Well, he wants a mechanism by which they're going to pay a lot less, so much so that Americans will only pay the same as the lowest paid by any other country in the world, which sounds quite fantastical, and he hasn't really disclosed how that would happen. He had a run at this before in his first administration, where he tried to put a cap on the prices that would be paid through the likes of the Medicare system, which is a health insurance system for older people in America. Now, he could have a look at a cap again, but it was shot down by the federal courts the last time. So he's going to have to do something different in order to get it past the courts this time, if that's the avenue he wants to go down. But there is also the fact, Claire, that whenever he's backtracking, he's distracting. And what he has announced vis-a-vis China is a massive backtrack. He's got to find something to announce that's going to be popular and that's a big distraction to take away from that. So what better than Americans are going to pay up to 80% less for their pharmaceuticals, their drugs.
But of course, the Irish pharmaceutical industry will be watching that very closely, whether it's a distraction tactic or not.
They will. And pharmaceutical share prices have fallen this morning in London and in Frankfurt, because inevitably they're going to react to the possibility that he's going to do something dramatic. So they have reacted. They're nervous about it. But we have to wait and see what this would actually look like. It's not at all clear how he would be able to do that. And he was only a few weeks ago proposing a very specific measure on pharmaceuticals that would have driven up the price. Now he's saying he's going to have prices delivered at 30 to 80% less. So we have to see how.
Richard, thank you so much for taking us through all of that. That's Richard Curran there, who's presenter of The Business here on RT Radio 1 and also a columnist with independent.ie. Now, coming up next, Minister of State Neil Richmond will be here with more on those tariffs and the possibility of Ukraine-Russia peace talks. That's after this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.